Good evening. I would like to call to order the Thursday, May 23rd, 2024 meeting of the Property and Development Committee at 5:03 p.m. If we could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jessica Berrios-Perez.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
Amy Pettinici.
Here.
Record should reflect you have a quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Garofalo. And do we have any additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of agenda? No? Hearing none, we'll move forward. Public portion, would anyone from the public wish to speak? Would anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, would anyone from the public wish to speak?
Yes, it's at Karen Chemises. What happened to community relations? They are not meeting this evening?
We're just switching things around tonight. We're up first.
Well, you got me all.
Sorry. Did you have a question for us? Karen, can you hear us?
Yes, I keep bouncing back and forth to the agenda and then I lose you. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, your Sterling Opera House is what you're going to be talking about, right?
Correct.
Okay, and the ordinance is not up online to be reviewed. And I was just hoping that all materials can be attached to the calendar so that we'll have all the information.
Yes, they should be part of that.
Yeah, okay, I'll go looking for it then. Other than that, I think this is a wonderful idea, and hopefully you can get something going so on the 350th we can have the doors open and welcome it as well.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. And we will have all of the information posted. It was in a draft form, but it'll be posted with the minutes for out there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Would anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, hearing no one else from the public, we'll move on to item number 6, approved minutes from February 22nd, 2024 meeting. Absolutely. I'm going to make a motion to table these minutes for February 22nd, 2024, and the minutes from April 25th, 2024 meeting. We'll table those until the next regular meeting of Property and Development.
Second.
Thank you. Second made by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number 8, Sterling Opera House Commission Ordinance. Discussion and possible recommendation to full board of aldermen, alderwomen regarding Sterling Opera House Commission Ordinance. Okay. I'll read this out loud. Okay. Would anyone else like to read it out loud? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There shall be a commission to advise and consult with the city concerning the restoration and preservation of the Sterling Opera House to be known as the Sterling Opera House Commission. It shall consist of 5 electors of the City of Derby appointed by the mayor, subject to the approval of the Board of Aldermen Alderwomen. A. 2 members of the electorate shall be appointed for an initial 3-year term. 2 members of the electorate shall be appointed for an initial 2-year term, and 1 member of the electorate shall be appointed for an initial 1-year term. Upon passage of this by the Board of Aldermen Alderwomen, The mayor shall determine which of the members shall be appointed for the 3-year terms, which member shall be appointed for the 2-year terms, and which member shall be appointed for a 1-year term. Therefore, all members shall be appointed for successive thereafter, all members shall be appointed for successive 3-year terms. Responsibilities. The commission shall have the following responsibilities: to adopt, update, revise, and recommend for the city a comprehensive plan for use, preservation, restoration, and the development of the Sterling Opera House, subject to the approval of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. From time to time, to recommend to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, such rules and regulations in the commission's judgment are necessary and appropriate for the use of the Sterling Opera House. Subject to the availability of funds appropriated by the city and subject to the approval by the city, to retain such technical experts and resources as are required to assist the commission. No work on the Sterling Opera House and no new renovations shall be commenced without the approval of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen.
So my initial question is the current commission, are we going to reappoint the members? I'm not sure how many members there are actually sitting on that commission right now. I think there's more than six than we have here. So
this is
five. I'm sorry. I think there's more than the five. So that's something we're going to have to bring to the full board. And the mayor is going to have to decide which members are going to be for which terms.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Jessica? Rob, did you want to make that in the form of a motion?
Yeah, so I'll make that in the form of a motion to bring to the full board. I'm sorry, bring this ordinance to the full board of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen for our next meeting.
And I will second that.
Okay, second by Jess. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And that moves to the full meeting. All right. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Rob. Is there a second? Thank you, Jessica. I don't think there'll be any discussion, but now would be the time. And if not, we are adjourned at 5:11. Thank you, everyone.